Parents who gathered at the state capitol rotunda chanted, "Cover autism now." They were referring to a plan that just passed the Senate that would force insurance companies to pay for autism treatment in the same way that they pay for other health conditions. Amy Masick's 15-year-old son has autism.
Passing this bill will change the lives of thousands of Wisconsin children and their families. Standing up for these families is the right thing to do.
Governor Jim Doyle introduced the autism mandate as part of his budget last year, but it was stripped out by Republican leaders. Doyle has repeatedly framed the issue as a choice between families who need help and insurance companies, and he made that assertion again today.
We all understand it could happen to any one of us, and it could happen in any family. And so the idea of insurance is we that spread that risk among us all.
Several business groups have lobbied against the plan. Critics say the mandate would be expensive and end up driving up the cost of health care for everyone. Assembly leaders have not scheduled the proposal for a hearing or a vote, although minority Democrats in that chamber could try a parliamentary move to bring it to the floor sometime before the end of the legislative session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.